From my youngest days, I remember my father coming in with boxes of what he and we children considered treasures. Not so much my mama's thinking. In his travels, Daddy would pass a pottery stand, stop, chat with the potter, and end up in the pottery shed of unglazed pieces. He came home with moonshine jugs, minus the hard stuff, with our names and the date written on the side in Daddy's inimitable printing, blue writing contrasting with the white background. Then we got the sidebar on how the potter threw the jugs, how he fired them, glazed them, and refired them. Since we were not in the moonshine biz, each of our jugs became homely tchotchkes and still sit on a shelf, decade after decade, gathering dust and reminding us of our youth. Not a single one of my friends has such a treasure. Once Daddy burst in with a huge leather case. It looked like one of those oversized cello cases that mobsters from old Edward G. Robinson movies used to carry their machine guns in. The case seemed to sigh as Daddy set it down. He opened it up with a grand gesture and pulled out a shining full-size accordion, keyboard and strap in pristine condition. We thought the accordion a somewhat wacky musical instrument relegated to German beer halls and polka festivals. Since no one in the family played the piano, or any musical instrument for that matter, we each squeezed out a few wheezes and put the accordion back in its lovely case. No one in the family could play a musical instrument or do math, Mama always declared. The accordion was taken to Alabama that summer for an aunt to play. She, too, was not musical, but every summer she would haul the wondrous instrument out for the family audience. She would squeeze a few asthmatic sighs from the accordion. We would all make appreciative murmurs, ah, oh, and then she would return it to its pristine case. The only time I remember Mama complaining was when Daddy came home with 14 hand-hewn antique oxen yoke. We were all a bit dumbfounded as we stood in front of the garage for the viewing. We didn't even have a dog, much less an ox. And what are your plans for those? Mama asked diplomatically. Light fixtures. Great light fixtures. I got a special price when I bought the whole lot. We had no plans for opening up a Western Sizzler steakhouse in the near future. We all marched silently back into the house. So somewhere there are 14 oxen plowing away, but proudly wearing the finest antique yokes in the country.